Morning. You were supposed to have Andy and Vanessa doing this service this morning, but we had a phone call about half six, was it, or something like that. So first to me, I was in the shower, then to Jonathan, and then back to me. So they're not here this morning. It'd be good to pray for them. Andy's hurt himself. I think his back or his chest, and he had been in hospital on Friday, and he thought they would be okay for today, but they weren't able to. So you've got Jonathan and I. Is that a real blessing? Amen. And we're glad to be with you. We'd be with you anyway. So we haven't got a pianist either this morning. And so we're just gonna be different this morning. Is that okay? So you have to sing up. We're gonna sing some songs I think we know. And if we don't know them, we can all hum. And this reminds me of Peru. I love it. It's great. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to spend some time around the table. I'm going to just bring a short reflection to us, and then we're going to spend some time praying. But before we do that, let me just pray for Andy, and then we'll start. Father God, we just thank you for this new day and for the wonder of your creation. And we thank you for all the good gifts that you give to us. And we want to especially just think of Andy this morning, who seemingly is in a lot of pain. We pray, Lord, as they go back to the hospital this morning, that you would just help the doctors and the nurses to help diminish that pain. And we pray that you would just walk with them by your Spirit today, and that they will feel well soon. We pray for Vanessa, that you'll just give her all that she needs to comfort Andy at this time. And we just pray that the Spirit of God would be at work and active in their lives this morning. But Lord, we pray the same for us, not just in this service, but we pray in our 10:30 service as well, as we continue to go through these table talks. And this evening, as we look at that scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Christ. And so, Lord, we just commit this day to you, and we simply say, as I simply pray every Sunday morning, Lord, would you speak to us by the power of your word? Would your Spirit transform us? And would you move us on in our relationship with Jesus? Amen?
Amen.
Great. So we're going to sing a song, Love Divine, okay? And Colin, help me out. You can get us the tune, you know. Colin, don't look so puzzled. Come on. Okay, the key, okay? So we're going to stand and we're going to sing Love Divine. Because it's nice to sing without instruments, isn't it? Don't you think? It could be I better phone up Songs of Praise. See if we can get a slot. Well, maybe we've got to do a little bit more practice. I just want us to spend a bit of time. I want to encourage us as well to pray with me. And we're going to just open up now, just have a prayer time. But just want to just focus some of our attentions on some of our prayers. Just looking at the BBC news this morning, and I just clicked on UK, and these words came up: death on a bouncy castle, murder, child stabbed, doctors strike, insufficient tax paid, etc., etc. Then I went on to the world, because when I pray, I don't just click the UK. I probably spend more time at times looking at the world. And then I put the world, and then I read this, that 17 people were shot dead in the Philippines last night. A Hindu temple in India was burnt down to the ground with 100 people inside. And then I clicked on Latin America, because you may be aware, you may not be aware. Today in Peru, it's a really important day. The Peruvian presidential elections are happening today. So no worship in the churches in Peru today. Not allowed any worship between the hours of 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. tonight. They used to meet in pastor's house and have a little prayer meeting. So I don't know what they're going to do this year. But no worship today. No drink. You're not allowed to drink at all. Not allowed to buy any drink from the shops from yesterday. All the way till tomorrow. But I read just tragedy, I'm not surprised, but just tragedy already this morning, already last night, three people already shot dead. And there will be many other people shot dead again today in Peru because of the presidential elections. And it would be really good to pray for that. There's a new lady who wants to be prime minister, and her dad was the prime minister about 50 years ago. And when he was the prime minister, he did some dreadful things, and so the country's really in fear today. So that's happened in Peru. I kind of want to be there because I know that the churches will be praying in secret today because they're not allowed to pray openly. So that's happened as well. So, and also there's stuff in our town. I had the privilege last night to be in, I think it's called St. Peter's on the Rock. Is that right? Or the World? Or in Bradwell. And I had the privilege last night of speaking to about 45 people who have addictions of some sort, and just seeing the power of God break through in their lives and bring about change. It was awesome. It was just amazing last night. It's good to see souls changed, isn't it? It's good to see life changed. And I long for the day that we'll see more of that happen in this place. And so it'd be really good to pray for those things. And it'd be really good to pray for some of the things in our town as well. Maybe some of the things in our life. Let's remember Andy and Vanessa this morning as well. And let's remember Margaret Wybrew. That's fantastic news. I don't know if you've heard, but they cancelled her operation last week because the consultant wanted to speak to the radiographer. And they cancelled the operation, and they had a discussion on Friday. And now they've read all the documentation, they're going to do the operation slightly different. So rather than it being a 12 and a half hour operation on Tuesday, it's now going to be a 3 hour operation. Praise God. Hallelujah. That gets a hallelujah from me, I tell you. So a 3 hour operation on Tuesday rather than what would have been a 12 and a half hour operation. So it'd be good to remember Margaret Wybrew in our prayers. She's going to be here shortly playing the piano because she's just a legend. So let's pray, can we? And if you want to pray, lift up your voices loud enough so we can all hear and say amen. Is that okay? I'll start, and then when the time comes, I'll close in prayer. Father God, we thank you that we can speak to our Heavenly Father always. We don't need to wait for an appointment, but we can just speak and you will listen. So be with us now as we pray. Hear the prayers of our hearts, hear the prayers of our voices, and help us to pray the things that you would have us pray. Amen.
Father, we just lift up again Andy and Vanessa to you this morning.
Ooh.
We ask that you would be with them as doctors and nurses look into the reason behind Andy's pain. We also, Lord, thank you that
Steve, Dom this morning, and all those people that I had the privilege to spend last night with, people who are trying to break out of addictions and problems in their lives. Lord, thank you that last night we spoke about that we're no longer slaves to fear, but we are children of God. And I just pray this morning, I think they have a communion service this morning, and I just pray that your spirit will break out and lives will be transformed this morning. Pray that for every group of worshipping believers that meet around your mighty world today, that your spirit will break out and lives will be transformed. Pray that for us as well today, in this place, that your spirit would break out and lives will be transformed. Lord, hear the prayers that we've spoken, hear the prayers that we've whispered, hear the prayers that we've softly declared to you this morning, and hear those prayers that we've passionately declared in our hearts. And would you be the God, would you continue to be the God of this world and continue to bring love and justice and peace where all those things prevail. Amen. We're going to sing a few songs together again, unaccompanied, because we sound beautiful. We're going to sing two songs. First one's Majesty. I hope we all know it, don't we? And then we're going to sing We Bow Down and Confess before Jonathan leads us in communion. Sally and I will serve the bread and wine, if that's okay. That'd be great. Let's stand if we're able. If you're not able, then have a seat. And we'll take up an offering as well during these songs. This, the Lord's table. It's not just any table. We're going through a morning series. Last week we looked at the dining table. This morning we're looking at the coffee table. Next week we're looking at an office table. And the following week we're looking at the Lord's table. And the Lord's table, it's such an important table to us because it's where we encounter again and meet the living Jesus. And we may have been to this table many times before. But let us just confess as we sing this song. Let us present ourselves to God as we sing this song. And let us prepare our hearts as we sing this song to come around this table, which is the table, the most important table. Colin, bless you. Help me out again, please.
Thank you. If you care to take to your seats. I think it'd be good before we eat of the bread and drink of the wine, just to continue to reflect upon the cross. We bow down and confess, you are Lord in this place. And Paul, in that passage, in that letter to the church in Corinth, asks each one of us to examine ourselves before we eat of the bread and we drink of the cup. Normally there's a reflection before we do that, but actually I think, following on from those words, that we just spend a few moments just reflecting, getting ourselves right before God, before we actually come to this table, that metaphorically we wash our hands, we cleanse our hearts before we enjoy the hope that Christ has given us through the cross. So let's just spend a few moments getting ourselves right before God, maybe getting ourselves right before each other as well, if there's a case for that. So let's just spend a few moments, and then I'll lead us in prayer before we move on to the elements. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let me just read to you a passage from Luke, Luke 22, starting at verse 7. Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and make preparations for us to eat Passover." "Where do you want us to prepare for it?" they asked. He replied, "As you enter a city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, all furnished. Make preparations there." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God." So after taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Do this in remembrance of me. At this table, we are reminded again of that simple meal that Jesus shared with his disciples before he was going to go on to suffer and be crucified. At this table, we engage with the past. We look back. We remember the new covenant that Christ established through his death on the cross. God had declared that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness for sin. So Christ died for each one of us. He died for his creation, that we might have forgiveness and a new life in him, to bring us into a new and living relationship. He did for us what we could never do for ourselves. He was the perfect sacrifice. The cross also, therefore, brings us into unity. We call it communion. We commune with one another. We are one body because we share one loaf. And whether our brothers and sisters in Christ cannot be with us this morning, they are still part of that body, and we remember them. And as we've prayed just a little while ago, so it is that our brothers and sisters in Christ across the world, wherever they are still part of one body, for Christ died for them as well. At this table, we not only look back, but we look forward. It's not just a table of remembrance, but it's a table of hope too. It's a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. Poignantly, after the Holy Week that we had in the run-up to Easter and Easter Sunday itself, we live still as resurrection people. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and we live in that hope of a resurrection. On that day, when Jesus comes again, what a glorious day. All of our pains and our discomforts, our hurts, our discouragements, the divisions that we have, and our worries in life, they'll all be washed away. For everything will be made new again. The promise is given to all of those who know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. And on that day, we will share eternal life together. And though we may begin to experience some of what is to come in this life, we are, of course, painfully aware of our own shortcomings, that we do live in a broken world, that we have our own struggles, do we not? And that sometimes we move far from God. But the Lord's Supper, this table, once again draws us close, draws us back to the foot of the cross. Not because of any goodness that we have, but because we need mercy and we need help. It's here on that level ground in front of the cross that we can bring our joys and our thankfulness, for we have much to be thankful for in our lives. But we also can hand over our fears and our worries again, our loneliness and our sorrows. And we can ask forgiveness by the transforming power of the blood of Jesus. This table says to us that nothing can separate us from the love of God. It was that love that took him to the cross. So this table is for all of those who know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour this morning. Jesus invites each one of us to come, to eat and to drink, and to remember his love for each one of us, to remember the hope that he gives for each one of us. For there is no one here, no one here, who is beyond God's power to heal, to restore, and to forgive this morning. So Paul, writing to Corinth, says that Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and having given thanks for it, he broke it, saying, "This is my body, which is broken. It's broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." We're going to eat the bread as we're served, remembering that we have a personal relationship with Jesus. Bless you. Thank you. In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you drink this cup and you eat this bread, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again." We're going to retain the cups as we're served, recognizing again that we are one body in Christ. And we'll drink together. What can wash away our sin? What can make us whole again? Nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and our bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.
We're going to close now by singing just one song to finish. And Jonathan's already explained to us what this table means, but this week I've had a cold and I haven't felt like eating much, which is really not like me. And when you don't eat, you feel weak, don't you? And when you feel weak, you can't do the things that you're supposed to do. And Jonathan just prayed then in that prayer that when we leave this table, we have been fed by Jesus this morning. And so I simply pray that you'll take that feeding of that bread and that wine Take that feeding of Jesus. Be refreshed by it. Be ready by it. And be willing to serve God because of it. When we come to that table, there's a sense of God feeding us again with the truth, feeding us again with the knowledge, feeding us again with what God has done for us. And once we're fed well, often we've got energy to go and do the things that God has called us to do. So go, be refreshed by this meal, be ready and be willing to go and serve God this week. But we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song just to finish. Ascribe greatness to our God the Rock. I trust we know that, do we? Great. I tried to choose ones I thought we'd know. So let's stand if we're able. And my good friend Colin Brown is going to help me out again. I'm so glad he's here this morning. And we're going to sing this song together. Let's sing it through three times. Let's make that decision before we start. So we're not all going, up. Let's sing it through three times. Colin. Father, we simply leave this place by saying that we will ascribe to you. We will walk in your ways. We will trust in your mercy. We will live a way that will glorify you. Go with us now by your Spirit and simply help us to do that as disciples of the King. Amen. Have a great day. Just if you're able to, I want to encourage you next service, 10:30. It's going to be an exciting message today. You may not be able to join us, but if you are, come. And also tonight, 6:30, we'll be here.